to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Juliana, and I will be guiding you through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During this season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from the Book of Belonging. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus had learned to share. Some things they shared with huffs, eye rolls, and reluctance, like sweets and forgiveness. Other things they were oh so happy to share, like chores, secrets, and their friend Jesus. They loved Jesus wholly and uniquely, and Jesus loved them back wholly and uniquely. At least that's what they thought. Yet here was Mary and Martha preparing for Lazarus' funeral, and Jesus was nowhere to be found. I thought Jesus might heal him, cried Martha. How could he stay away? Sobbed Mary. They had sent a message to Jesus, warning him that Lazarus was very sick. Long days had passed as they waited and hoped for Jesus. Lazarus got sicker and sicker and then died. And now that it was much too late, they got word that Jesus was on his way. It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. When they heard that Jesus was coming, Martha ran to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Grief comes out in many shapes, sometimes silence, sometimes busyness, and sometimes, oftentimes, anger. If you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died, Martha stormed. Jesus listened as she went on, her jaw and fists clenched. But now I know it's too late. I know God will give you whatever you ask, she pleaded. Her hope was all tangled up with her anger and sorrow. Jesus did not untangle the feelings. Lazarus will live again, he said gently. I know that, snapped Martha. Someday he will live again, but I'm sad now. Jesus sat with her. How could he explain God's dream? How could he fit words around the kingdom of already and almost, where they had only peaks and glimpses of how things should be? Lazarus will live because of me. Death is not the end for anyone who trusts in me. Do you trust me? Martha looked at Jesus and felt her heart ache. Sometimes things sit side by side, hope and sorrow, promises and disappointment, sickness and praise, heaven and earth. They squish and bump around in our hearts until we ache with the stretch of it all. I trust you, she said in spite of it all. You're the Messiah, the rescuer. Eventually, Mary also came out to meet Jesus, followed by the huge crowd that had gathered to mourn Lazarus. Collapsing at Jesus' feet, Mary looked up at her dear friend. She was weary and battered. For days, waves of sorrow, hope, rage, and disbelief had swept over her again and again. But Jesus was here now, solid and silent and much too late. If you had been here, she gulped down and sobbed, my brother wouldn't have died. She cried and cried and cried. Her friends and family joined her until it seemed like their tears would soak through the earth in sorrow. Jesus felt his own heart ache and he began to weep with them. Sometimes it's very hard to be human, and just because he knew the end of the story, it doesn't make the messy middle go away. Death, suffering, sadness, these things didn't belong in the kingdom of heaven. But in Jesus, heaven bumped against earth, hope against sorrow. Show me where you put him, he rasped. They all walked together slowly to the tomb, trailing tears behind them. When Jesus told them to roll the stone away from the entrance, Martha jumped in front. His body has been dead for 4 days, Martha protested. It's probably starting to stink. But Jesus was God in a human body. Jesus was stronger than death. Watch and see God's glory, he told Martha, grinning through his tears. And he prayed, thanking God for sending him to earth. This was a messy place, hope and sorrow. Then he opened his eyes, opened his mouth, and shouted, Lazarus, he called to his beloved friend, his voice echoing out beyond the mysteries of death. Lazarus, come out here. Shuffle, shuffle. Gasp. Lazarus walked out of the tomb. Now the tears were joy, thankfulness, and wonder. What? Why? How? They had no answers, only a peek. Like the peeled back glimpse of the river with John, Jesus had shown them again what God's kingdom was like. A kingdom with no suffering, a kingdom with no grief, a kingdom with no death. The word of the Lord. I wonder how they felt whenever, well, in the story it said Jesus was grinning through his tears. I wonder how they felt whenever he was smiling. I wonder if they were confused or if they were hurt by the fact that he was smiling. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have little time to gladden in the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.